Okay.
Where when it gets weird.
I'm recording to my computer, which is the way I've always done it.
Yeah.
Carol, you could tip your laptop a little toward you and then we'd see all of your lovely face. That's great.
Yes.
Thanks. I was seeing you from there up before.
Carol, can you hear me?
And Rufus, would you tip it up so we can't see your face, please? No.
How's that?
Great.
He's just giving you a hard time.
Okay.
Something we don't expect.
He's too late. He's too late. He has to get in line.
Yeah, I hear, boy, do I hear that. There's Susan Wallace. And you recognize, of course, Wayne and Kenda, a.k.a.
Yes.
Kimasabi and Tonto.
Yes, yes.
Boy, that wouldn't fly today, would it?
I have a message for Carol Hervey. Carol, can you hear me?
You can unmute yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Carol, there is a letter, if you can hear me, on the desk in the office with your that's addressed to you. It's been there for some time. It was sent to Epiphany, but with your name on it. I tried to call you yesterday when I saw it, but you were busy, so and I didn't want to leave a voicemail.
There you go. You should be able to find your mute button in the lower left. If you're on your computer, in the lower left corner.
Yes.
Or you can do, Carol, I learned this some time ago. You can do Alt-A, and it will do the same thing.
Or you can hold down your space bar.
But then you have to keep it held down, but that's right. Yeah. Hello, George.
Hey,
good
George.
Morning.
There's not quite yet gone, George.
You can Ellie and Bobby are hanging around. I want to make sure we count.
All right. Good. Oh, absolutely.
Lurking in the background.
So, lurking. Carol, did that work? Alt key plus A. Hold down Alt and do A. There's Carol. I'm more on time than I thought I was going to be. And Linda and Lee. That's great. And Susan somewhere back there.
Yes.
And probably Dallas-ish.
Not sure.
Who did I think I admitted? Oh, no, it was George, and I did that.
I'm
and there's
just admitting
Rachel.
People. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Otis now probably wind up admitting and barring people because we're hitting the button at the same time.
No, I don't think it matters.
No, I don't really think it does either. I hear a little bit of...
Yeah, I'm going to... It's my air conditioner. It's the noisiest air conditioner
else
in the world.
Be... But yeah, that was it. Sure enough. It's George's fan. No, it was Otis's. It was a little more high-powered. Boy, I appreciate everybody doing this. And there's Guy Stewart. We're so glad to have you with us again, Guy. He probably can't hear me yet because it says connecting to audio. Look at us. Listen, I'm telling you, I think pride goeth before a fall. I got that. But I think we do as well at the Zoom stuff collectively as anybody I've heard of. Hi, Susan. And hi, Guy, even though you may be waving back to us, we're not seeing you. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Look at this. It's just the way it goes in church, man. You glance away for a minute and three more people are in the pew.
Oh, I do.
Love the cat. Carol's cat.
Love the cat.
I was sort of riding herd, on our two dogs while... Ben was celebrating in this same place in Church of the Resurrection in Austin. They were asleep in the bed. I just made sure that they stayed there. And Ruby, the youngster, may bound into the room barking more loudly and at a higher pitch than you can imagine. And if she does, I'll deal with it. But
isn't that cute?
Rusty.
right. What did I do with my phone? Oh, it's in my pocket. I do that all the time.
If your head in here and get on camera for a second, we'll get
you. Yeah, going. We'd love to see. Okay. Bobby, there you go. Bobby sent me a really.
There's Bobby.
Hi, and Bobby.
Ellie's coming.
And Ellie and Claude. That's fantastic.
Otis.
Just Ellie. Just Ellie.
Oh, just Ellie. We're Claudeless today. All right.
And here's Ellie. There.
Hi, Ellie.
There's two more.
Hey.
Fantastic. I love that.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, where's that?
There you go. You got cameras.
And
I'm sure Kranz will be with us because, Kranz did the sermon from last Sunday.
It's uh-huh.
Right away, worked perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then he also sent me the sermon from June the 6th. Because he's going back and recapturing elements, but we already had it. And I've got to tell you.
I already sent that. It's just hard for me to do it. And I've been, I'll try to get back to it. It's just,
he's going back.
I'm so tired of looking at computers.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. There's Cesar. And I bet Mark is right around there somewhere too. Look at us filling up the screen. That's fantastic. I'll remind us all to mute, but I don't have to. Otis, the
I love to mute people.
Wizard will mute us all, but right. It's time for music.
Yeah.
I know what I was going to do. I was going to.
Another sailor.
Such a wise move us into the narthex now instead of outside. Getting closer all the time. There's Mark.
In print.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. There's Kranz.
In print.
And David, and I'm thinking maybe BJ. I'm just going out on a limb here.
Just leave it on for till he starts. I'm going to sit back.
I love Kranz's picture. That's great.
I do too. What a look.
Look at
your camera.
Oh, admit, David and Karen, they're back. Well, they may not be back. See, that's the deal. They might still be in Montana, but I think they're back.
Karen and David.
We're up to 28 people.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. Where did Karen and David go? Maybe they're in another screen.
They
and
may
Margaret.
Be still in Montana.
No, there it is. We just all got a little smaller. That's all.
Yeah, I'm spooked.
There's no one at church.
Margaret.
They.
Margaret. Are we on mute?
Oh, Margaret.
What are you holding
Where's
up,
David
Carol?
Hi, David.
Prayer book. We still can't hear you. That's crazy. Try pushing down your space bar and saying something. Just.
No, you
have
to adjust it that way.
Yeah. Hello, Margaret.
Hello,
Kristen. Boy, it's been ages. It's great to see you because I know they've had to be careful about coming to church there. And see, a lot of you have been there faithfully every Sunday, but I haven't seen you when I've been at the church because by the time I get back to the camera, everybody's off. There, David and Karen, let me ask, David, are you all back from Montana? Yeah, that looks like your house. Are you back from Montana?
Yeah.
You're on mute.
Yes, we're back from Montana.
All right. Glad you got back safe and sound.
Well, it was a scary trip, actually. You go to the airport and there's, you're standing shoulder to shoulder in DFW.
I know.
Oh, wow.
We made it just a week before you did. And even then, it feels a little uncomfortable. There's Dina. Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Morning.
Oh. This is what I see. I think, I forgot to make a print screen of this, but I don't have to because I'm recording and Otis is too.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. But I've got it also, just in case. You know, it's like suspenders in a belt.
Send it to us for the E-Star.
Do you want to? Oh, that's right. You're doing the E-Star. I'll send it to you, too.
Okay. Thank you.
And I got to talk to Carol about the food train.
Okay.
I want to get in on the food train. I have something that RG might like.
By the way, RG might. Hello, George. I saw Chris earlier, but it's good to see you, George. I had a thought, and that's just how quickly they go these days. Hold on just a second.
RG.
No, yeah, it was right around that. It was right
you
around
said he might be coming back on Zoom.
Yeah.
I think that's what you were. I'm guessing that that's what you were going to say.
Okay, yeah. Gang, can I
it
interject?
It was a thought that accompanied that thought, but it's gone now. Oh, I know what it was. Jane, did you get the link to your friend?
I don't think it was successful. I keep trying. What I tried to do was forward your email, and for some reason my computer misremembered her email, and so then it got looped. You know, email failure four or five times.
Yeah.
So I just she texted me this morning, and so I just copied and pasted the link and the PDF to see if that worked. And I'm waiting to hear. I think she
That's good work.
Because she now thinks she's late because she doesn't know us very well.
Ah, she doesn't. She doesn't know from late. I meant late is the new on time. let's see. Speaking of which, I guess it's getting to be close. You just admitted somebody, didn't you?
I admitted somebody, and one of them is iPhone. So.
Oh, iPhone. I know her well. That could be Jane's friend. And there's Sarah Allen. By the way, I want to tell you guys that several people, our email sort of crossed in cyberspace and said, oh, regardless of what the church is doing, I'm going on Zoom this week. So, I mean, I think we were all of a common mind about
this. On the same page, yeah.
Certainly most of them. And by the way, I meant to ask somebody to put a sign up at the church, but I guess if somebody shows up at the church, they'll figure out that we're not there.
Oh, that's Mary Schultz.
Is that Mary Schultz?
Yes.
Wave, Mary Schultz. Put your hand up like that. Yeah. Yay.
Come here. Give me that. Rest up.
All right. I think we'll give it another couple of minutes. We're even, well, you know, it's been a while since we've done this. So I wonder if that, see on my screen, there's a person next to, it's always dangerous to say this stuff. That may be, I think that's Mary Schultz.
It's Mary Schultz.
Next to Kranz and Sarah on my screen, but they all get jumbled. Okay, what do you think? Oh, there's Barbara DeHart. See, just as I start to say, what do you think? Should we start? In just a second, I think we should start regardless because it's the thing to do. Okay, I'll look for nods. I think it's time to start, don't you? Do that.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. Otis, take charge. I know how you loathe doing that, but
yes, it's difficult to have all that power. You have to be careful to wield it responsibly. And now I'm muting everybody. Ta-da. Now I think I'll start. And I hear nothing, so now I have to find out why.
Okay.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come. Eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live, and walk in the way of insight. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is 34, 9 through 14. Fear the Lord, you that are his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. Come, children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who among you loves life and desires long life to enjoy prosperity? Keep your tongue from evil speaking and your lips from lying words. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I was just thinking that it's good that you can't hear my singing, and covers a multitude of sins being muted that way. Some of you could lip read and see I was on the wrong verse in the first hymn at one point. All right. Taken together, the collect and readings for today paint a complex picture of the church and our place in it, and our place in the world. The collect reminds us that God has done for us something we cannot do for ourselves, forgiven our sins, and done so in a startling way by self-sacrifice. The propers for the day, that opening prayer, and the readings from Scripture pose a balance of self-sufficiency and dependence on something outside of ourselves. Maybe self-sufficiency overstates the case. It's more like individual and communal responsibility for ourselves and our actions. Accountability may be even closer to the mark. The collect juxtaposes Christ as an unparalleled sacrifice for our sins, and Jesus, as an example for us to follow. Sacrifice for our sins has always been a challenging concept for me on many counts. There's that whole business of God sacrificing his son. I'm simply not buying that as an image of a loving father, a loving God. The only way I can view atonement is as Jesus, remember, God incarnate, sacrificing himself to show us that love is a more potent force than anything else, including the cruelty of human beings bent on maintaining control and power over others at all costs. That sacrifice speaks loudly to us, reassuring us that we are not condemned to live out our basest instincts, even when we're threatened by all the evil this world can throw at us, not even death. So yes, sacrifice for us, saving us from giving up or giving in when expedience or face-saving or greed or depression has pulled us away from the right path. Just when we're ready to say, what's the use? I've done my best most of the time. And now I've succumbed to those pressures and done the wrong thing. I'm just no good at that point, as well as at others. We're pulled back from the brink by a God whose love knows no bounds. You know the feeling I'm talking about, that lifting of the heaviness that threatens to crush us. That lifting through no effort of our own. Sure, sometimes it comes in the wake of our praying fervently, but sometimes it just comes mysteriously, despite our doubting, despairing selves. That, I believe, is the action of a self-sacrificing God who knows us inside out. We speak of God as omniscient, all-knowing, and often think of that as knowing all of the mysteries of the cosmos from farthest outer space, lying beyond our ability to see or imagine, to the most minute microcosm of some atomic, subatomic particles tinier than anything we can see or imagine. And it seems to me that it's a pretty decent way of conceptualizing omniscience. But perhaps the most amazing aspect of God's omniscience is the divine knowledge of us, our fears and aspirations, our hopes and doubts, individually and collectively. Maybe those moments of relief from all that assails us, both outer events and inner turmoil, are moments of felt connection with this self-giving, self-sacrificing God. It may sound like I'm reducing faith to a matter of feelings, and truth be told, I tend in that direction. However, God's will, God's protective and loving power is always present, whether we feel it or not. At least that's what I believe. Before I got into all that, I was talking about a balance between self-sufficiency, being responsible for our own actions, and this cosmic, saving, compassionate grace of God. The Collect speaks of Jesus as example as well. That's where we bring our own paltry force of will into play and are trying to follow that example. The passages from Proverbs and Ephesians speak of wisdom and maturity, turning from foolishness in order to follow daily in Christ's footsteps. That's when we employ the brains and guts God has given us to make tough decisions and take right actions, even when our pride and desire for the easy way out would pull us in other directions. None of this is merely about each of us as an individual. It's about all of us together in our church, in our society, in our political life, in our world. It's about how we treat each other globally, as well as in every single one-on-one interaction. And of course, it does also involve each of us looking inward, taking quiet time to reflect on our thoughts and our actions. And here's what it is, in short: impossible. Juggling all of this all the time, every day, with every person we meet, in every decision we make, it's impossible and exhausting. And that's why the most important word in the collect today just might be grace. Give us grace, we pray, to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow in the blessed steps of his most holy life. That's why Jesus told his disciples that the grace and love and guidance of God are more like taking food into our bodies, and the mystery that happens in the wake of that, it's more like that than like memorizing, following rules and regulations and theories taken down from a chalkboard. We are to accept as fact that God has done and is doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And we are to use the strength, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional God has given us to follow the way in which God leads us. For all of this, these gifts of grace and strength, our only faithful response is to live our lives with full and grateful hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church,
that we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you,
that your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest.
that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world,
that there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake,
that our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble,
that they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Carol, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Miranda, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, Tom, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Gail, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, and Deb, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Tom, Merle, Charisse, Donald, Roshunda, Marianne, Betty, Melissa, David, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Leah, Shelley, Jackie, RG, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan and Frank, Alan, Ed, the Degater family, William, Winifred, Greg, Leslie, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Joe, Martha and family, Calvin and Doug, and the women in the Hutto family, facility. And for all those who serve in the military, especially Brian and Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Jonathan, Jared, Chris, Brian, John Wesley, and all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We pray especially for Gilbert Castillo, Molly Chamber, Chalmers, and all who have died from the coronavirus and all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
And now I invite you to unmute yourselves and offer your own prayers if you wish to be aloud or silently.
Let's pray for the children and teachers that are starting school this week.
Stuart Graham.
And for Tom and Deb Fisher.
For Amber.
For Bruce. For Cindy.
For Andrew and the children.
No care workers.
I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I also ask your thanksgiving for those celebrating their birthdays this week. Jackson Gonzalez, Taylor Boswell, Zenobia Tolliver, Doug Brunson, Cameron Guthrie, and Susan Cantu. And with Sandy and Rufus Arrington, who celebrate their wedding anniversary. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
O God, our Heavenly Father, you blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. Increase our reverence before the mystery of life and give us new insight into your purposes for the human race and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future according to decisions and actions that we take now in this strange moment in human history, and all in accordance with your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Now, please unmute yourselves, all of you. You have to do that. We can't do it for you. And let that echo proceed. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, everybody.
Peace, everyone.
Good to see everyone.
It's wonderful to see
you. Good to see you.
We're all on the same footing today, again. We're all here through the same mode. That's wonderful. All right. As much as we miss Holy Communion, it's good for us all to be together in one place.
Yes, definitely.
Now, I will bless you. God will bless you. I'll just get to say the words. And then Otis will play our last hymn for us. We'll all sing our little hearts out. Then we'll be dismissed and then stick around for coffee hour. Mine's right here. I hope yours is too by you. But first this, God's blessing be with you. Christ's peace be with you. The Spirit's outpouring be with you now and always. Amen. Amazing. I wound up on the right note. I hope you all did too. Go in peace, but don't go anywhere. This should say, let us bless the Lord, but I'll say this anyway. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There we go. All, please unmute yourselves now. I should have told you to do that again. I'm always aware that I shouldn't be saying go in peace. We're all going to stay sitting here together for a while. But you all, it looks like most of you stuck around anyway. Coffee, that's what's on now. Tell me a little about what's going on. Tell us all.
Zero.
Barbara.
Well, I don't know if anybody was looking at Mary Schultz, but I think she's out in the pasture in the gator. Using her phone, which I think is cool.
I kind of got that impression. I think that's a great place to worship God, as a matter of fact. Open forum. Somebody was going to say something, so do.
Yes.
Carol Weathers.
It's on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's that Weathers thing with the two different devices going.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll send an email about continuing the meal train.
Oh, wonderful. That was to you, Otis. Did you get that?
We're on for tomorrow.
Otis, did you get that?
What? No, I missed it completely.
Okay. Carol's going to send you an email about the meal train.
Oh, yeah. I just need to know how to get on the list. I wanted to turn in some soup.
And there's Jane waving.
Jane has an urgent chair.
So demurely.
Be sure to send it to Otis and not me because it was too confusing for me to understand it. So he wants to participate. And I'm not smart enough.
Okay. You got that, right, Carol? All right.
Next. Okay, I would like to say a word. Community Kitchen is this Thursday. And we have decided that it would be a good thing because we will have food left over. We always do. Just take it to RG and Carol and also to Jim and Maureen Curran who need meals.
Thank you so much. I've been meaning to say something about Jim and Maureen. I meant Maureen is stretched to her limit.
Yes, she is.
Certainly.
And, that's wonderful.
And Rachel, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I was wondering, because I think I have Vestry. Rufus, I think, is going to take the meals to Jim and Maureen. Could you take the meals to Carol and RG Thursday?
Yes.
Perfect. I thought you could. You're one.
What a team.
What time?
I'm thinking about what time is good for you. It's got to be after four. After four.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
I don't think I said hello to Fred and Claire. I meant to do that earlier. And Sarah, I think I caught you. And Barbara the Hart, you came in just as we were starting. And good to see everybody, at least your name, even if I don't see your face.
I look better this way.
Don't get me started. I'm barely here.
Oh, and Michael, we can also take John Wesley off of the military prayer list. He's home out of the service.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Oh, man, that's great. I'm really, really glad to hear that. I'm glad he served, and I'm glad that he's done with his tour of duty. That's fantastic.
And Father Michael, I don't know if you can hear me.
I can.
Good. I'm just so glad you can't see me. This is Claire and Fred. We love you all. We wouldn't miss church, but we came flying in from yard work looking covered with, you don't want to know. Anyway, we so enjoyed being with you all. And we will be out of touch. We're traveling starting tomorrow. We're going on a Viking cruise and we won't be back for 21 days.
Oh, wow.
Safe travels.
We will miss you too, and I know you will be careful, as everybody's saying. I'm sure you will be.
We will be. But we wanted one last sermon before we left, and it was a wonderful one, as always. Well,
thanks. If it hit anything, I always say if any note hit anyone right, I'm grateful for that.
So, well,
there we are.
Fred said, I just love that guy.
Well, I love you all, and it never hurts hearing that, that's for sure. Okay, I thought that maybe somebody else was chiming in there.
I also want to let people know that I will be gone after this, after Saturday. Cindy and Gannon's second baby is due this week.
Wow.
So I have been nominated to help with Knox, and don't know how long I'll be gone.
All right. Carol, yes, gone until further notice. And what a wonderful reason to be away. To be welcoming a new grandchild into the world. Have we made a decision? That sounded like a question that's really an answer. I mean, an answer that's really a question. Have we made the decision just to postpone rummage sale indefinitely?
I haven't heard. I don't know if you all discussed it.
Have we set a date before, or have we just said?
Well, we usually do it the weekend after Labor Day, but I mean, I don't think the stuff is going to go anywhere, so maybe we can wait till October.
Let me see. I look around and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least, Margaret had to leave. There are a number of people in vestry that are here, and I think that's the only prudent thing for us to do. I think right after a huge holiday is not the time to be getting together again. You all continue to wow me with your grasp of what's going on, your understanding of our doing what we need to do, even if it's out of step with others around us. We can only do what we believe is the right thing. And I'm grateful to our committee for their thoughtful input about that, thoughtful and prayerful and all that.
We'll notate that in the E-Star this week that it is delayed for the time being.
Okay, that's great. Which also frees Carol up even more to that coincides nicely.
say we're going to need a rummage sale around Christmas.
Oh, there you go. There you are. When everything will be totally and fully and completely back to normal, right?
Always look on the right side.
Yes.
That's good. Is that we have a lot of Christmas decorations that were donated by the library thrift shop. So we need to have it before Christmas. So we
That's
can
great. We'll figure out a way to have it before Christmas, even if it's a matter of laying things out outside. We'll make every effort. That's a way to say it. We'll make every effort to do that.
Hey, Michael, is Fred.
I see you.
I just wanted to say that I very much appreciated your message this morning. That is what you said has been a challenge for you in understanding some of the whole thing with Christ and the sacrifice of God sacrificing his son has always bothered me, really. And I think the way you address that without stepping on people's toes who believe that that has to be the way, I personally appreciated that insight and enlightenment that I got out of it. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Fred.
Ditto. Amen. Ditto.
Amen.
I want to second what Fred said. I really enjoyed the message today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yes. Thank you all. I appreciate your saying that. Karen and David.
Yeah, I want to say you finally got it right. Yeah.
Well, maybe that one sentence anyway. Karen and David, I wanted to ask, how is Montana? Is there family that takes you there, or is it just as far away as you could get?
We had a spontaneous invitation to go, and it was heaven on earth because the temperature was low. We were out in nature. We went to a peak at 11,000 feet, and it was like looking at heaven. It was so beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right.
We did have to dodge a few motorcycles on the highway.
You did.
Damn motorcyclists, I'm telling you. Oh, well, they were probably on their way to or from Sturgis.
Right.
I got a new one while you were gone. I didn't even put it in the invitation or the Easter or anything, but I did. I wrote it to church last Sunday. So I've gotten one trip to burn it out of it. It's the first new one I've ever had. It's my fifth motorcycle and the first one that I can get on and say, when I head out this time, I have a pretty good confidence that I'll be coming that it will be back instead of breaking down. Oh, all right. Well, I know what I was going to say a minute ago. There's always something I was going to say. And this time it's about Bible study, or what we euphemistically refer to as Bible study. I mean, it's far farther ranging than that. But good to see you too, Wayne and Kendan. If you got to leave, I got you. Hi-o Silver. I love it. So let's see how long of a haul we're in for here. And if it looks like we are, this is a paradox. I mean, there are a couple of those, but one paradox is it's more possible for us to do Bible study online than it is to hang around at church and do that after church, because that means continued exposure. I think we were trying to watch out for that. And so Bible study, folks, be thinking about that and think about what you might want to do. And if we should, we could do it just on a time-to-time basis. I could say right now, for instance, or I could get Rufus and Zane to say in the E-Star that this next Sunday we could go back to what we did, I can't remember how long ago it was, four years ago, where we looked at the lectionary and discussed it together. I think what we did was discuss the readings from the Sunday before. Do you all remember? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the Sunday coming up.
Going
if you remember anything about that, send me an email or a text and we can do that. So if people want to stick around after coffee hour next week, we could give that a shot. I think that's compensation and small compensation for not being able to get together in person, is at least we can have those discussions. And anybody that's never been part of that, please, if you're thinking, what's that like? Is it going to be weird? Just go ahead and come join us, because it's no weirder than we are any of the rest of the time. It's it's very free and easy. You don't have to have esoteric knowledge about the Bible or what we're reading. We do this stuff together. So I've always found it to be fun, and I hope that you all have too. And I hope Michael, instructive as we learn from each other.
One of the advantages to doing the lesson from last week is that we've got a copy of it already.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that is true. And you can correct my sermon.
Makes it easier.
No, I like that. It also means that you can straighten me out in this sermon. You can say, you know that thing you said? It doesn't jive with this at all. So, okay, let's do it for next Sunday. Here I am making a big declaration. Next Sunday, we'll look at the propers that we read today. So we will have read them once. That's another good thing. We will have read them once, and you already have them printed out from the week before. And there you go. That sounds great. What else going on? Anything?
Yeah, and they're short. That's good too.
That's true. Well, this week they are. Sometimes they go on forever and ever. Our practice in the past has been to read through them and then comment on them, but we can do whatever we want to do. There you go. All righty. Anybody else have anything for the good of? Yes, ma'am, Linda.
Just a question about the vestry meeting that I think is Thursday on the 19th. That I'm just assuming that it will be a Zoom vestry meeting.
Yeah. Is that this Thursday?
It is. Yeah.
Son of a gun. How did that happen so fast? We even skipped a month. And we're going to talk about, the rest of you will be delighted to hear this, stewardship and something else that, oh no, the other thing was ushers, but look, it's Dina, isn't it?
Susan is in charge.
There you go. So Susan is now the usher person, and it's not too taxing as long as we're doing this. I mean, you know. We should make the usher the person that admits people into the Zoom meeting. But Otis and I can handle that, I think.
Yeah, and I'm vestry person. Wait a minute, am I muted?
I'm
vestry person of the day today. So
today,
if anybody has any complaints, you know, or anything like that, and so I think the thermostats are set at the right level. Mm-hmm.
So far, I have a question. You've done a good job. Yes, a question
from me. Uh-huh. Okay, here's the deal. Diane Williams has been on vacation. Now she's back from vacation. Are we going to open the office? Are we going to say, sure, she can work in the office, but lock the door and not be letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry in?
That thing, that second thing you said, I think that's the thing to do. And I think I just made an executive decision about that. I'm fine with that. At least
what is she going to do?
That limits her to pretty much a one-on-one with anybody. They can distance themselves and wear masks. And I mean, I got to tell you guys, this may be disappointing to you, but there aren't usually throngs of people outside the door at Epiphany. Would that there were, but still this way it gives a little more control. And I think that's a good thing. Maybe you can't, Otis or Sandy might communicate that to her, because I'll forget as soon as we go off the meeting now. She's probably tuned in. Then. Yes, Rachel.
Can I say something? Sure. Just a warning to the vestry people. Every time that I've gone up there and I've rung the bell, she says, why did you use your key? So the vestry people, I think it's okay if you use your key to get into the door. I know she's joking, but she kind of, I'm sure she's right in the middle of something and she looks up.
And why do I have to get up? Yeah.
Why did you use your key? And I'm going, yeah. I'm sorry.
Special dispensation for people with keys. All right, there you go. Good point, Rachel.
So we'll just say that the office will be closed.
For the time. Do you think that's a good way to say it? Let me just get an opinion.
How about limited or something? Limited access. Mm. I don't know.
What did we do before?
That's what I was thinking. How did we phrase it before?
We didn't
remember.
You know,
I don't think we said anything.
I think you should just say what we're doing.
Maybe
in a sentence, you know, it's like ring the bell.
Aren't we meeting online? Yeah,
if you really need to see, if you really need to go there, you know, ring the bell. But, you know, why would anybody have to go? The only reason I have to go is to drop off bags of cans for Patty Murray.
So you could say ring the bell and remember to wear your mask.
There you go. Yeah. If you need to go to the office, Diane is there, but the door is locked. Please remember to wear your mask and ring the bell when you get there.
Okay. Does she need to put a sign on the door saying mask required?
Yes.
Yes.
That would be a good idea.
There went my grandson.
By the way, I saw a neat sign this week, and it's regarding masks. It said masks will be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a neat way of expressing it.
Yeah. I think for businesses that, you know, I think we can say required. I'm fine with required.
Required. Required.
Please wear your mask.
There you go. Please wear your mask, gets it. Or else she won't let you in the door. No.
It's a glass door. She can talk to you through the glass door if you need something, and she can hand it to you right quick, or she can take it from you right quick if you refuse to wear a mask. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I have all the confidence in the world in Diane. She'll be able to
see it. She can handle it.
I think. Okay, anything more from anything else? I'm really not trying to rush us. I just don't want you to feel like I'm trying to hold us hostage here. I mean, I'm happy to be here as long as we need to be, but.
Do we have an update on RG?
Who's seen him most recently? I saw him last Sunday. I think somebody may have seen him since then.
I do have an update on Carol's house. She, I believe she finally got someone to say they could come. I believe, wasn't it, Michael, this next week or the next to start working on her house.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
So she's.
I don't know what they'll, I mean, I think they can stay in the back of the house while they're working. I'm a little concerned about that, but I don't know how.
But she's got to get the work done. I mean, I know that, so that to restore some stability and everything around the house.
Yes.
So here's how it went. I went there last Sunday and the contractor was there. She wasn't expecting him at that time. So I met him, Dell, and excused myself and went and saw Jim and Maureen Curran. On that thing that goes like that, gravel on my motorcycle, which was exciting. And we visited, and I was really impressed again, being there firsthand, about how much is on Maureen's shoulders right now. I mean, yes. Their daughter Beth is really, her daughter Beth is really being a huge help right now. She said that. But it's really tough. So I'm really happy to have the idea for somebody to be taking food out to them. And then I went back to, and by the way, Jim is coming along. He's moving, but it's just one of those glacial progress sort of thing. A little bit movement in his right arm and hand, but I mean, it's slow going. Then I went back and saw RG and Carol. He sat up. He's in pain all the time. I mean, I don't know what to say, but he looked better than the last time I'd seen him. And they're just going at what they need to do. If anybody's not fed up with our healthcare system, all you got to do is visit these two folks. Because when Jim went for his surgery, they called him from the nursing home and said, "You can't come back. Your time's up." And Maureen, I don't think she'd mind me saying this, she didn't give me any caution about it. Maureen said, "I know we had 8 days left," but of course they were looking for somebody with more than 8 days to fill that bed. One case, and RG's case, we know now this is beyond their control. There have been insurance issues too. He's had to leave before because they say you can only stay this long until he gets bad enough to go back and then stay that long again. But this time it was because of incoming COVID cases. Yes. They needed the unit that he was on to care for COVID people. So anyway, that's a little bit of my soapbox, but it is pretty disconcerting. Right. He's getting better, I think.
I think so too.
He's getting better. RG is getting better enough to get to the point where they can deal with what the basic problem is. They're trying to deal with these abscesses and infections just to get him to the point where they say, okay, now let's address the neurological thing. Mm-hmm. Dina, were you about to say something? I just saw you unmute.
No, I'm glad he's improving, and I'm on the meal train. I'll help. Later this
week. That's great. But when I say improving, please remember, like I said, at a glacial rate. Yeah. Okay. Okay. If anybody, there goes Cran. Remember to bring cans for Patty when you can.
Cran, I'll send you the recording.
Thank you, sir. And you'll send it. Oh, Cran's just went off. Oh, is Cran still there? Send it to Kranz too, and we'll all get this done together. Okay. I love you all.
Send it to him. Why would I send it to you?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adios until next week.
All righty.
See you Thursday.
Thursday, exactly.